Hi, everyone, and welcome back to LID Radio Podcast, our Insider Knowledge series. Today's Insider Knowledge comes from Niels Elmark, who is an advisor to many international businesses, a strategy and future studies professor, and author of books such as The New Local Economy. The topic we're going to be covering with Niels today is, will this crisis have an effect in the rise of local economies versus a global economy? Thank you for joining us today, Niels. And please begin by sharing your knowledge on the current COVID-19 outbreak and the effects it will have on businesses and us as individuals.
Thank you. The COVID-19 crisis has taken us on an escalator trip down Maslow's pyramid of needs. Before we saw the virus, we were absorbed with self-actualization, the top of Maslow's pyramid. It was all about having your own identity, being individual. The next step, it's not really important now while people are dying by the thousands each day. And if we look at esteem, we used to be to brag on social media about how good we were. And that doesn't really count anymore. Who cares about your success at the moment? What we're more interested in is the middle layer, love and belonging, because we've missed that for a long time. In our quest for success and individuality, we've forgotten that we all need to belong to a community. And the funny thing is that the crisis has actually brought love and belonging back to us. We are in this together. I think for the first time, as long as I can remember, the entire planet has the same agenda. 8 billion people struggle to fight the same disease, and for a moment, humanity is unified. So we want to belong. We want to belong to a community. The next level on Maslow's pyramid is safety, which we've taken for granted, and not least young people. But the coronavirus is teaching us differently. I mean, safety can no longer be created unless we all contribute. And on the bottom of the pyramid, we have the physiological needs such as food, drink, medicine. And billions of people at the moment fear that the crisis will prevent them from covering these basic needs. So as we see it, the crisis has turned our value system upside down. And we will get through all this. I mean, we have seen situations like this, not exactly like this, but we have seen dire situations before, and we'll get through it. And we may forget. Humans have a short memory, but I don't think this will happen this time. I believe that the world we create after the COVID-19 disaster, when it's over, it'll be a new and better world. Our old values from the 20th century, it has been measured and found wanting. I mean, we no longer want growth at any cost. And the crisis revealed blue sky over formerly polluted cities. Venetians have experienced clear water and even fishes in their once dirty canals. And we've felt the joy of belonging to communities that we thought didn't matter. So we have learned, and we have actually learned to use social media in a new way, in a new constructive way. And we've found flaws in our supply chain. So we have a whole new scenario. When we get on the other side of this, we will be other people. We will want to create something that matters to people. And I believe that that's where the global economy is being split up into smaller pieces. And we will see regional economies where you used to be global, you become national. Where you used to be national, you will be regional. Where you used to be regional, you will become local, because the old system doesn't work. I heard the other day that hospitals, they can't no longer get paracetamol to their patients because everything is manufactured in China and the supply chain is broken. And we have to change that. And I believe it will change now.
In such harrowing times, one of the key takeaways from your conversations and your work is that this is a very, very radical change for society, for the values we have in society and how we navigate ourselves and our values. I want to focus specifically onto the economic implications, because there will be drastic economic implications. And from your insider knowledge, what are the impacts and the differences which we'll see with small businesses that don't have an online presence? You mentioned that stuff is being moved onto digital spaces, but for businesses who are smaller, who are merging into economies that haven't made that digital impact, what will be their future? And also what will be the outcome for these businesses during this period?
Yeah, we've had time now to think. First of all, I think that we shouldn't wait to plan for what's going to happen after the crisis. I mean, we have to start planning now so we are ready when the trouble is over. And next, when we see what happened in 2008, when we have had the financial crisis, we saw a whole new set of tools emerging. We saw that crowdfunding, peer-to-peer lending, we've seen new manufacturing technologies that enables you to manufacture things locally. And they have trimmed these tools. So do we have something now that we didn't have 10 years ago? Yes, we have a set of new tools to create a local economy. And there is no reason for us to manufacture everything far away. We can manufacture things close by and employ people that live around us.
Will this current crisis change the way that big multinational companies do things as well? Will we start to see them operating as local and small businesses? Will the dynamics between a global economy and smaller economies start to interlink and change? What are some of the impacts that we can expect to see from an economic point of view?
I hope they will. I hope they will. And it has something to do with the conscience, because we're still facing climate change. I mean, the discussion about climate change has stopped at the moment, but it will rise again. And we still have other issues to address. And I hope that they will. Otherwise, I believe that people will stop buying from them. I think it people have realized how important it is that we have sustainable systems, that it will work even in a crisis, and that we don't have to ship things across the planet. So yes, I think they will adjust. Adidas, they have, for instance, what they call speed factories, where they 3D print sneakers in big cities. Just a year ago, they shipped it in from China. Now they manufacture shoes where people walk. So I think that they will adjust to this new reality as well.
A key statement which we've been hearing has been the drastic impact on small businesses. And sadly, many people working in these small businesses have had to be let go because the businesses had to shut down. And it is said that many of these won't survive this sudden economic crash and this sudden medical and societal pandemic. In your opinion and in your expertise, how can we change this? And what are some of the things which this crisis will teach us? You briefly covered the 2008 financial crisis and what we learned from that and what we didn't have then that we have now. But going forward into 2020 and beyond, what are some of the things which could encourage that growth of small businesses and could, again, foster that diversity in the global economy?
I think people, we have a new approach to business. We have realized that the values that we used to have isn't, they aren't the right values anymore. We've realized that we need to live in a new way. We have realized that it's nice to have a local supermarket. It's nice to have a local shop. It's nice to have local businesses. And we'll look for it in the future. We'll support it in the future. We will still have big businesses, but I think we will see consumers looking for local businesses, local shops.
And lastly, one final point before we wrap up this podcast. Now that many businesses and smaller and larger businesses are working through online and digital means, what have been some of the opportunities that you've noticed that this crisis has given us in terms of the digital opportunities that it has given economies now that they can take advantage of everyone working online and having this access to the internet?
Well, for the first time, before this crisis, social media had kind of divided us. I mean, people felt isolated. It was better to meet people. But surely enough, this time, we are using social media or online media in a new way. We communicate. We've stopped bragging on Facebook about how successful we are. We start caring about other people. We've started communicating. And suddenly we use new technology to bring people closer together. And it wasn't like that before. So we will use social media, online media, in a new way in the future. Not as a divider, but as something that will bring people closer together.
And that concludes another episode of our LID Radio podcast, the Insider Knowledge series. Neil, thank you so much for joining us. It's been a pleasure talking to you. I know that our listeners will be very excited to hear everything you've covered and everything to look forward to. And most importantly, as we said, this is such a very timely and crucial matter and a very pertinent current affair, which I know many of our listeners will be very, very excited to know more about and to see what insider knowledge they can get from this discussion and how they can apply it to their daily life and beyond. Thank you to all our listeners for joining us today for another episode of LID Radio Podcast, the Insider Knowledge series. Keep an eye out for all our social media channels to see the latest updates and further episodes in this series with amazing thought leaders such as Nils Elmark. I've been your host, Asaro, and we'll see you next time. Goodbye.